broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for Friday, November 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great, peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, it is the day after Thanksgiving. It is an elongated weekend for most, and it is what they call Black Friday. But I call it freedom-loving fantastic Friday. See a little bit of a difference? Hope you had a delightful Thanksgiving. Hope you focused on the right things. Those are the things of God, family, and country. Those are the things of the protection of life, liberty, and property. A recap of yesterday's Thanksgiving broadcast. Yes, my fellow Americans, we were live for Thanksgiving because we want to spend time with you. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Brian and his family for over 50 years have been helping folks understand how to invest in precious metals effectively. Don't think of it as a get-rich scheme, but do think of it as a way to make sure your wealth remains. Honest Money Report, we talked about gold. Was at $1,227.10. Silver at $14.47. So there you go. Stable as a rock. We talked about gold is real money. Timeless insurance, nature's currency. We talked about cryptocurrency prices are plummeting. People are asking why, and the answer is because it's fake money. Whatever goes up so massively must come down so massively. Those wild swings are not good. We talked about the quote from Norm Franz, gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, but debt is the money of slaves. Oh boy, we're what, $20 trillion in debt, and that's what's on the record books? What about all the unfunded liabilities? We're well over $200 trillion in debt. I say that we're slaves, not only to the debt, but to the IRS. And then they come back and say, well, Sam, you're just a racist. You're just trying to, mock the slaves of yesteryear. And no, I'm not. That's a lie. I've been doing my very best to stop slavery for everybody, everywhere, all the time, to the best of my ability, my whole life. Slavery is wrong, no matter which manipulation it takes, folks. We talked about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West doing a good job. They plan to donate $500,000+ to help the California wildfire victims, and good for them, by the way. We need private sector charitable solutions. I hope Donald Trump comes to the table. Just imagine if Kanye and Kim and Donald were all three willing to promote the private charitable opportunity for Americans and create a GoFundMe and see how much money we could really raise. Corporations could get involved. It could be a unifying experience for Americans to not by force, but by charity, by agency, literally help those in need. We talked about an incredible article, When Your Bus Driver Comes From Heaven. Patty Ann Malley wrote the piece for WND.com. Great piece about the wildfires and about heroism. I don't know. Bunch of people getting together to take care of one another. Delightful, great stuff as we learn to keep our covenants of baptism to bear one another's burdens, huh? We talked about a Thanksgiving greeting from Tim Wildman over at the American Family Association. On one hand, a Thanksgiving greeting, tremendously done. On the other hand, let's boycott Target, folks, big time. We also talked about a response to God's goodness, gratitude, says the Human Coalition. Amen to that. We're grateful for God and for Thanksgiving and for our country and for our family, one another. And, you know, we need to have gratitude in our hearts, folks. That is a good, good thing. And it's a unifying thing. You know what? You don't have to fight over Christmas. You don't have to fight over Thanksgiving. You don't have to fight over politics. You don't have to fight over money. You can set all that aside and say, listen, we're going to be grateful for one another. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We were live on Thanksgiving. Hour two, we heard an update, a Thanksgiving message, if you will, from Senator Rand Paul and his lovely wife, Kelly. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from them. We also heard a Donald Trump presidential proclamation on Thanksgiving, incredibly done by the President of the United States of America as well. Just great job talking about the history of America a little bit, talking about how grateful we really are. We also talked about a story that isn't really Thanksgiving-esque, but it is, because gratitude fills the heart. And believe it or not, USA Today wrote the piece. It's a big, long article. It's about a couple that experienced the wife getting shot in Vegas back in the concert days, you know, the big mass shooting that took place there. Husband held on to belief. She's in there, writes Karina Bland, USA Today. It's a husband's decisions to keep his wife alive. And she came back. What an incredible story of faith and hope and freedom and prayers and God and family. And I'm just telling you right now, what a riveting, riveting educational story about trusting in God and about the importance of family and trust in one another and hope. It's a horrible story of the tragedy that took place, but what an incredible experience for this husband and for this wife and for the family. And thanks to the USA Today crew, to the readers of this article. Husband held on to belief. She's in there. She was in a coma. They thought she was brain dead, but no. She can love and laugh again. What a tremendous example for Thanksgiving. We also talked about how grateful John Stossel is for private property. And boy, howdy, do we agree. He articulates the Governor Bradford story of how when they were all together in collectivism, it was a socialist nightmare. The second they abandoned that idea and it was everyone for themselves, help people not by force but by charity if you choose, man, did things take off for America. John Stossel documents it quite well, and good for him for doing so on Thanksgiving. I worry, he finishes by saying, that 400 years later, we have turned into ingrates. Instead of celebrating individual producers, Americans give thanks to a gigantic government for handouts. And sadly, he's spot on. And we need to understand the experiment of Governor Bradford and the direction change that was made and the success that there followed. We need to emulate that. And that's why we want to make America great again. We talked about there was a headline. It said this. Feeding the needy requires not only a great heart, but a permit. And we talked about it, and it was sad. A big old battle in Kansas City over, can you feed the homeless or not? Not without a license, says the government. We're free to eat with our friends anywhere we like, say the citizens. No documented cases of people getting sick from free hot soups have been reported. But nevertheless, the government right now has 43 organizations with permits to feed the homeless. You got to wonder how many of these people are in a situation where they have a permit and they want to make sure everybody else has one too. Can you engage in charitable kindness? Can you go out and have a picnic and share food with the homeless, or is that against the law? See, government has way too many regulations, folks. I'm telling you right now, the battle for freedom is at work. We also talked about Butterball shocks parents with response to, quote, viral turkey challenge. There you have it. I guess it's all about, you know, cooking a massive turkey in the microwave. Good idea, bad idea? Butterball wants to foment that kind of reality TV show because it brings attention to them, and it's an incredible marketing campaign. But I would say this. My turkey wasn't in a microwave. Wow. My niece's husband smoked the turkey. I brought the ham. I'm telling you, it was a feast. Ah. To be thankful for. How's that? And that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. We were live on Thanksgiving. It is still available for your listening enjoyment, free at libertyroundtable.com. But if you believe we provide value, reciprocate and donate today. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media, to fund our travel, to bring news the networks refuse to use, to you. And with that, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I want to talk about Thanksgiving more today a bit. We didn't get to all the people that we wanted to yesterday. Kurt sent me several stories, and I had a couple to bring to the table, and a listener emailed in too, Kurt. And I want to start with the listener's comment. Listener's nickname, TZ. Don't want to mention his name. Not trying to give people unwanted focus, but do want to give credit for where the idea came from, Kurt. He says, I want to give you some Thanksgiving thoughts, Sam. I said, excellent. I like those. He says, you know, Kurt, you ever heard of, what is it? M-A-G-A or MAGA? MAGA? What do you call it? M-A-G-A? You know what that stands for,
yeah.
Don't you, Kurt?
Well, it's supposed to be Make America Great Again.
Yeah, but not anymore, Kurt.
Something else.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the deal. I used this idea from this listener around with my family, and it worked great. You know how they say don't fight at the dinner table over religion and politics and Thanksgiving and you know, all that stuff? Well, what I did was I used this listener's term, Make America Grateful Again. And we don't need to be political to do that. Everybody should be able to do that. What if we were all just more grateful? Make America Grateful Again was his comment, and I think he's spot on. Kurt's response in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right. So our buddy, our listener, TZ, emailed in. He said, hey, man, MAGA, or make America great again. We ought to change that to make America grateful again for Thanksgiving. And, man, I think that's phenomenal. I think we ought to change that entirely, Kurt.
Well, it's certainly a great idea.
I thought so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, if we're going to make America great, one of the things we need to do is stop the divide.
Yeah.
And I don't know who couldn't be grateful. I mean, no matter what your beliefs are, you know, even if you say I'm a Democrat or a hardcore socialist or whatever else, you know, and you don't like Donald in the office or whatever, and you can't we just set aside politics and just be grateful for, you know, hot water at your sink coming in, nice plumbing, you know, indoor facilities, if you will. That's really nice, especially in Utah and other places when it's really cold outside. Can't we be grateful for Thanksgiving dinner that you've got food on your table and that you're together as a family and that you're safe? And I'm just telling you, there's so much to be grateful for, no matter what your reference point is in America. If you set aside the political divide and the media and the hatred and the whatever, all I'm saying is everybody should be able to do that. And I think if we really could take a step back and do that. And sadly, for the folks that got shot at the Alabama Mall last night for Black Friday, you know, our prayers are with those families. I'm glad the perpetrator was stopped. But I can tell you that that instantly puts things in perspective. Pretty soon it's like, you know what, we don't care about the small stuff. We're grateful for we're alive. We're grateful we're together. We're grateful that the 12-year-old kid that was shot, it was a single bullet, but I guess not life-threatening. That's a blessing. So, you know, can't we just step back and make America grateful again? Thank you, TZ, because I thought it was just incredible. I thought it was just a really nice way. And I kind of joked with people at Thanksgiving dinner. I said, you know, I can either, you know, just go out on politics and I can just start saying to people, I'm going to go Trump on you. Or else I could step back and say, let's take the Make America Great Again idea and just turn it into Make America Grateful Again. And then we went around the table and talked about the things we were grateful for. And it was just tremendous. Any quick updates on how your Thanksgiving went, Kurt? You had a lot of people at your house, didn't you?
Well, yeah, at our house, so just under 30, but then at the Thanksgiving meal, we were just barely below 90, and that was held at our at one of our local church houses, you know, and so we
all right, there you go.
We had that going on, yeah.
Yeah, amen. It is about God, family, and country, folks. I'm just telling you right now. Now, Matt Staver, well-known good attorney, well-known friend that defends Christian values all over the nation, all over the world, libertycouncil.org or lc.org is his website, does a phenomenal job. He fired over a Thanksgiving gift that I thought was apropos as well, Kurt. It's not only a day of gratitude and appreciation and Thanksgiving, a day to really focus on our heritage. Share Thanksgiving heritage today was his comment. And I think it's valuable and important to really think about education today or yesterday and, you know, this kind of whole extended weekend or holiday series, because we really need to be grateful for and understand the history. The Governor Bradford story is part of it, but Matt had more, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. Yeah, he says, this is from the desk of Matt Staver about Thanksgiving. He says, gives you a little bit of scripture before he goes into your letter. It says, enter into his gates. This is from Psalms 100, verses 4 to 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Anyway, and then he goes, Sam, Thanksgiving is not only a time to express gratefulness to God for his provision, but also a time to teach children about America's true heritage. Public acknowledgments of the providence of God have been part of the history and traditions of this nation from the Pilgrims to the founding era, to the Civil War, and today. In fact, George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation reveals important information about the meaning of the First Amendment. On Friday, September 25th, 1789, the Bill of Rights was ratified by the Senate. The First Amendment was approved by Congress and sent out to the states for final approval. However, after the framers completed the Bill of Rights, Elias Boudinot, a member of the House of Representatives, said he could not think of letting the session pass without offering an opportunity to all U.S. citizens to return thanks to God for his many blessings. That same day, the U.S. House passed the following resolution. Resolved that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a constitution of government for their safety and happiness. Then he goes, Matt Staver continues. He says, on Saturday, October 3rd, 1789, President George Washington declared November 26th, 1789, a national day of thanksgiving to thank God for the Constitution and our new American government. He said, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Anyway, it goes on. It says
just
that
tremendous.
Same year. Yeah, it is.
Now, excellent by the way, let me stop you before you finish this, Kurt. So this hasn't been done in years, where somebody that's super popular, that's really prominent, that can move the needle, really focused on, it's not just a day of eating turkey or, you know, pardoning a turkey or, you know, whatever, shopping, Black Friday, but it's a gift of thanksgiving and prayer. But you know what? And a focus on our Constitution. But guess who did that this year, Kurt? Do you know who? Of all the popular people, do you know who? You heard it yesterday. I'll give you a hint.
President Trump.
Yes, sir. President Donald J. Trump did talk about God, did talk about prayer, did talk about our history, did talk about the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. He absolutely did all those things, and he deserves credit for doing it. And I go back to that phrase, Congress recommended to the president that he kind of advocate to the people to have a day of thanksgiving and prayer and focus on the proper role of limited government. And I'm just saying that's happening today with or without Congress, Kurt. Now, I think Congress ought to get involved. But I commend the president of the United States because he's absolutely historically accurate, morally correct, and advocating for us all to work together for the betterment of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That is the United States of America, where we acknowledge God, where we are full of thanksgiving, and most importantly, prayer to the Almighty, prayer for protection, prayer for stability and safety, prayer that we can step back from our controversies and work together for this blessed country and to set ourselves up as a light on a hill for others to follow. Hey, there is a proper way that you can achieve a balance and get government to do good, not bad. But it takes hard work. It takes involvement of all of us. It takes the proper checks and balances, and it takes a lot of repenting and prayer. But anyway, good for President Trump. He highlighted it, in my opinion, very, very well. But then Donald tweeted out a little phrase. He said, thank heavens for Thanksgiving. Thank heavens for me. I'm the cause of all this incredible stuff going on. And the mainstream press uses that teeny tweet, Kurt, yeah, instead of his, in my opinion, presidential Thanksgiving proclamation. So which do you believe, the little tweet or the elongated, you know, written up document? I agree it's because of Donald that things are getting better in America. He's done a lot of good.
I bet he was just joking. And
well, he was, that. Kurt, but yet they're going to take that and make that. Look at the self-centered jerk of a president we got. Point. And they're going to ignore the whole rollout from the White House that you and I highlighted and focused on. I wish they'd do both. Why don't they say Donald joked about this? He's serious that he has done a lot of good. But he's not taking credit. He pointed directly to God. And don't create fake news and ignore that. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take a single headline tweet. They're going to ignore the rest and pretend that's all Donald did and said for Thanksgiving. It's a flat-out fake news lie. The truth is, you go read his presidential proclamation, and I submit to you, that's where his heart is. I kid you not, that's what I believe. It's too well focused. And if it's not where his heart is, let's pray that that's where his heart becomes, shall we? Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live. Thank you, TZ. We're going to make America grateful again. Bring it. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from the staff at Liberty Roundtable Live, the massive staff. It consists of Sam and Kurt. And we got day jobs, so it's like, I don't know what you want to call it. Overtime? Double time? Well, anyway, halftime? Anyway, we're doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for your financial support. LibertyRoundtable.com. We don't have any Black Friday deals, and I'll tell you why. When we offer hard-hitting talk radio for free at your fingertips to everyone who wants to listen, to everyone who wants to learn about and promote and get involved in the God and family and country efforts for America, then it's hard to offer Black Friday deals. But I'll tell you what, there are some Black Friday raw honey deals, raw honey delivered directly to your door. It tastes phenomenal. I had my daughter taste the raw honey yesterday, and she's like, man, I can't decide which flavor's better. Can I have some of both? I'm just telling you, it's good for your health. It's phenomenal. It's delightful on the dinner table, whether it be for Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, holidays, just because I love yous and more. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, localhoneyman.com. Localhoneyman.com. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or dial 801-669-2211. You can text that number, too, if you prefer that. 801-669-2211. All right. So listener TZ said, hey, Sam, Thanksgiving thoughts. We want to make America grateful again. Amen. Spot on. I love it. We ought to somehow tweet that to the Donald. I don't know how to get that done, but, you know, there you go. We want to share Thanksgiving heritage today. We're talking about an article written by Matt Staver. LC.org doing a great job. And you wanted to finish that up, Kurt, but I wanted to just double down and talk about the history and what President Donald Trump has done. He's done exactly what George Washington and others said they were asked to do. Donald has brought that back too, Kurt. And good on him for doing so.
That's right, Sam. And, you know, when you look at it, Liberty Council, our buddy Matt Staver there, been doing great work for many years. And it's nice to have people we can look up to and learn from. He continues here.
And he be says, involved with, by the way. He comes on the program with us quite often. So for these guys, it's not just talk. He literally, you know, makes his staff available to us, and he's available for us and more, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he continues, he says, that same year, the Protestant Episcopal Church, of which President Washington was a member, announced that the first Thursday in November would become the regular day for giving thanks unless another day be appointed by the civil authorities. In fact, by 1815, the various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations. Doesn't sound like they were... You know, I mean, this whole thing against God didn't work back then, huh, Sam? Says almost half for times of thanksgiving and prayer and the other half for times of fasting and prayer. But it wasn't until many years later, Matt Staver continues, in 1863, that Thanksgiving became established in our national consciousness as an annual celebration. During the darkest nights of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called on the nation to pause and give thanks. Quote, "It has seemed to me fit and proper that the gifts of God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." End quote. Following, Matt Staver continues, following Lincoln's example, in the midst of today's challenging times, we need to take time to thank God for all he has done and join in Washington's call for a unified prayer for forgiveness. It is important to teach our future leaders about America's true heritage and biblical foundation. We have so much to be thankful for in America, and the founders wanted to make sure future generations never forget that. Then he underlines this last paragraph here, and he says, "So as your family gathers, I encourage you to set aside time for truly giving thanks. Recount the history of Thanksgiving and invite each person at your table to share at least one thing they are thankful for. And let's carry this truly American and profoundly biblical holiday forward to a new generation. May God bless you richly and abundantly this Thanksgiving." Signed, Matt Staver. Very good work, huh?
And by the way, I just tweeted, I tweeted a headline that said, "Make America Grateful Again, Thanksgiving Thoughts," and I, what do you call it, tagged the Donald.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that, Kurt? Cool.
That's very impressive, Sam.
I'm hoping he'll retweet it, Kurt.
Yeah.
You would think he would, wouldn't you?
Good point.
At Real Donald Trump, Thanksgiving Thoughts, Make America Grateful Again, exclamation point. Yeah, I hope, you know, I hope we get that done. It's pretty good stuff in my opinion. All right, anyway, I got that tweet out, and we're grateful for the leadership of Matt Staver. What an incredible example to say, hey, America's wonderful. We need to be grateful and have gratitude in our hearts, but we also need to teach the heritage, our Thanksgiving heritage. Amen to that. Now, mm-hmm. Daniel Webster had a Plymouth oration that we need to highlight, too, for educational purposes, Kurt.
Yes, great point, Sam. And, you know, Daniel Webster, along with so many of our, you know, founding fathers, we just don't hear much of, do we, Sam? You know, in this case, you know, it says, editor's note, by the way, you know, here's the big headline. Thanksgiving, Daniel Webster's Plymouth Oration. Editor's note, as Americans gather on this day of Thanksgiving to be with family and enjoy delicious food, it's important to look back and give thanks for our many blessings as a people. On December 22nd, 1820, 200 years after the arrival of the Pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts, the great and legendary orator Daniel Webster gave a stirring and memorable speech at Plymouth Rock. This speech, once read and remembered by American school children, paid homage to New England's Pilgrim forefathers who struggled, endured, and sowed the seeds of our civilization and its greatest institutions. Did they ever teach you this in the school, Sam?
Heck no, what are you talking about, Kurt? They don't talk about this kind of stuff. It would be God, family, and country, buddy. You got to go to Liberty Roundtable Live for that.
I know, but it did say it was once taught, once read, and remembered. But anyway, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
It says, but this speech was not merely looking back on a great people.
Now, this is the important part. Listen carefully, folks.
Webster was making a tribute to future Americans who, he hoped, would receive a great inheritance of good government and of civil and religious liberty from his own generation as well. This task remains for Americans today to remember, give thanks for, and pass on our greatest and most cherished principles and institutions to posterity. Then you've got the speech. Now, Sam, I mean, this is very long. I hate to miss any parts of it, but what do you want of it? I mean, should we go ahead and go through the whole thing?
I'll just go through the highlights, you know.
All right. You know, I was looking through it trying to pull out parts that I thought, oh, we don't need that or whatever. But, you know, it's amazing how much these guys can say. And they didn't even have, like, an iPhone, Sam, to look up words or anything, you know. I mean, they probably didn't even have any college debt going to college or anything. But they seemed to be pretty smart. He says, let us rejoice that we behold this day. Let us be thankful that we have lived to see the bright and happy breaking of the auspicious morn, which commences the third century of the history of New England. Auspicious indeed, bringing a happiness beyond the common allotment of providence to men, full of present joy and gilding with bright beams the prospect of futurity as the dawn that awakens us to the commemoration of the landing of the Pilgrims.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Noah Webster talking about liberty, talking about future generations, and Donald Trump carrying forward the legacy nicely. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Anyway, I'm talking to Kurt on the break, and he's saying, man, this stuff is just incredible. We could spend a whole hour on Daniel Webster. Thanksgiving, Daniel Webster's Plymouth Oration. It's incredible. The history there is just tremendous. Kurt's like, we could spend a whole hour on this thing. We could read a paragraph and talk about it. And he's absolutely right. Sadly, we don't have time, though. We'd have to change our show to a four-hour show. You know, we were thinking about that one time. And I just, you know, there's so much good to cover. Kurt's absolutely right. But just in wrap up, we can point you to where you can get this article. There's a lot of people talking about liberty the same way, from President Trump to Matthew Staver to Listener TZ to Sam Bushman to Kurt Crosby. We talked about a bunch of people yesterday, the Pauls, many others. But Daniel Webster's Oration. Just tremendous stuff, Kurt. Any final thoughts on that? And then tell people where they might read more if they want to spend the time.
You know, probably the best thing to do is, if you want, we can send it to you, ladies and gentlemen. Just email Kurt, spelled C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, and then I can forward it to you. But you could look it up if you want. It's Daniel Webster's Plymouth Oration. I just got it all summed up in one email where I could just forward it.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just telling you, it's tremendous. And I don't mean to short-circuit the discussion on it. Kurt's right. The problem is Kurt sends me 300 stories and then says, hey, we could talk about this one for an hour. And I don't know how to handle all that. You know, there's so much good stuff everywhere in the world that do you do with it all, Kurt? I guess you just try to highlight and embrace it the best you can and focus on it and, you know, use our time wisely. But I want to get to some other people. As good as this Daniel Webster's Plymouth Oration is, I mean, it's incredible. But A Thanksgiving Prayer is an article written by Joseph Farah, Kurt. And again, it's equally as good. I don't know if I should say equally. It's modern times as good. And it's hard to say because we always want to think of the founding fathers as these incredible up on a pedestal. And then the rest of us are just like, we're wannabes kind of thing. But I don't think that's true. I think we act in our day as they did in their day to the best of our ability. Trust in God, turn to God for guidance, and do the best we can. I think Joseph Farah, I'm not telling you the guy's perfect. Neither was Webster, right? Neither are any of the founding fathers. You know, we all make mistakes. We all fall short. That's why we need Jesus Christ. But you know what? A Thanksgiving Prayer, Joseph Farah. I mean, it's great stuff, Kurt. Great stuff. Written in modern times by modern Americans trying to stand for God, family, and country. And amen to them.
I mean, imagine, Sam, hearing that the CEO of, like, Xfinity had a Thanksgiving prayer, or the CEO of NBC or CBS or ABC. You know, you just don't hear any of that. And yet, here's the big shot of WorldNet Daily.
Well, they're the biggest online media company that's new media there is that I know of that's actually pure. That they're not perfect. You can disagree with the story. You can disagree with their take on something. You can disagree with what they do from time to time. Okay, you're going to do that with everybody. I mean, Kurt disagrees with me all the time, right? That's okay. This is America. Okay, we have different opinions. Oftentimes, it's not a matter of a right or wrong approach. It's a matter of different focuses for different valid reasons. Anyway, I digress, except to say that this is a huge organization, WND.com, doing a great job in the new media space, in my opinion. And Joseph Farah is a nice guy. I've talked to him, I don't know, personally, probably 20 times on the phone or more. And we've had him on the radio probably, you know, between 5 and 10 times or so. And not only is he available himself, but he makes his staff available to us whenever we want, Kurt. If I reach out and say, hey, that was a great article, this author, that author, this writer, they make themselves available to come on the radio with us. They just do. They do a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. Just imagine NBC, CBS doing those kind of things too, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, so I'll just give you a couple of little tidbits from this. It's called a Thanksgiving prayer. He says, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to live in the greatest country in the world.
See, that's a narrative that we really need to talk about. It's one thing to make America great again, and I agree we've got some things to turn around. But you know what? We're not great again. We're already great. America has been the greatest country on the face of the earth since its inception, folks. And it remains so, despite our problems. Let's be very clear. There's folks coming on boats to get here, risking their lives to get here. There's not boatloads of folks leaving. Even the folks that threaten to leave don't dare do it, do they? With rare exception. So let's be clear about this, that Joseph Farah is absolutely right.
And one thing, ladies and gentlemen, we want to highlight, the reason we say that about this being the greatest country in the world is we're not trying to show off or something like that. But what we're trying to do is promote the ideas that make it that way. And that is, you know, this idea of freedom and liberty that is so rarely seen or has been so rarely seen or appreciated throughout history of all mankind. And that's what's so important about the American way, the American system. And that's why we try to do all we can to make America greater or great again, so that then the rest of the world can follow suit, if you will, and free those, well, the people all over the world.
Amen.
So he
it's the principles that we're talking about and that we adhere to those principles. There's an incredible balance necessary to balance necessary legitimate government with the will of the people, and the checks and balances are the keys to the exercise, documented or highlighted, if you will, in the supreme law of our land. That's what makes America great, moral people that follow a checks and balances-based system. It was an experiment that the founders tried that was so incredibly successful. It created the greatest economic engine in the world. And we bring that up not because we're better than anybody else, but because we want to share our found success with everyone. Everyone can get a copy of the Constitution. They can apply it in their nations, and their nations will be great as well. If we abandon it and another nation embraces it, that nation that embraces it will be great, and we will cease to be great. Let's be very, very clear. It isn't about skin color or any dividing tactic these, you know, ne'er-do-wells might use against us. It's all about the principles, and those who obey the principles will meet success, and those who do not will face failure. This is a reality check of epic proportions that we need to highlight. Back to Joseph Farah's A Thanksgiving Prayer. Incredible. I don't know if it's a prayer or an article, but it's kind of both, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. He says, talking about the greatest country in the world, America, he says, one where we as citizens are permitted to live in freedom, to speak our minds, to debate the great issues of the day openly and without fear, and most of all, to worship, well, he puts in quote or in capital letters, you, and to tell others about you and your gospel of saving grace and redemption. We as Americans take all this for granted too often. Yet from the earliest commemorations of Thanksgiving here in America, this was the common denominator that brought people of the New World together.
Amen. Now listen, when he says you, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's a prayer or an article. It's both in my mind, right?
Yeah,
and when he says you, right, he's clearly referring to his prayer, speaking to Jesus Christ in a way, right?
Or, well, you know, in this case, he's talking about God the Father, and because he says later, he says, I'm thankful you gave your son, Jesus Christ.
Right. So he's praying to Father in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. But my point is, you refers to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Isn't it?
Well, I think he's
read his statement right after you.
The one I just read to you?
Yeah.
Or which part?
It just said you right there, to you.
Okay, so he says, uh, trying to find.
It's an important point. It's about three sentences right before you.
You
yeah, there you go.
To worship you and to tell others about you and your gospel of saving grace and redemption.
Right. And so then, you know, it's hard to know whether we're talking about Heavenly Father or Jesus Christ or both.
Yeah.
He's praying to Heavenly Father, let's be clear, because he says your son. But then the gospel of saving, you know, the Savior is Jesus Christ. So I don't mean to get mixed up in that doctrinally, but I do mean to highlight that he's clearly talking about God. Let's be very clear. You doesn't refer to Donald Trump or me or anybody else, is my point. So it's kind of a prayer here in an article, Kurt, at the same time. And I want to highlight that because it's important. If you read it and think it's just an article, it kind of doesn't make sense. He's sharing with the readers his prayer to God, right? And I think that's an important understanding when you read it. Go ahead.
Yep. You don't usually get to read media that provide you with a prayer, you know.
Amen. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, it's just incredible is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And just think, 20 years ago, that wasn't even around, Kurt. I don't know exactly when WND started, but 20, 25 years ago, it wasn't even available. So there's a lot of great things happening. We weren't on the air 25 years ago either. Well, 25 years ago, maybe, but before that, we weren't. You know, so a lot of good new media people are coming to the stage and telling the tale of freedom and pointing the credit directly to Jesus Christ and then saying, how can we jump in and be part of the solutions as well as we serve our King? All right, any other tidbits in that one? It's really good.
It's just great. Once again, if the listeners want that or whatever, I can send it to them or point them to WND.com.
A Thanksgiving prayer, Joseph Farah, WND.com. Check it out. I'm telling you, we don't have time for every one of these, but it's incredible. Another example, remembering why we're grateful. Bill Federer, Kurt. Another great article. I don't know if I'd say equally as good. It's hard to know which piece is better than another piece. They're all so good. I don't know that it's debatable. I just know that everybody focusing on their different aspects is incredible.
And he's such a historian. He says the pilgrims fled England because of religious persecution and lived in Leiden, Holland from 1609 to 1620. Each October, Leiden, Holland celebrated an annual day of thanksgiving for the end of the bloody pillaging called the Spanish Furies committed by Spain's Iron Duke from 1572 to 1589. Leiden also had a Jewish population. Spain had driven out the Muslims who had occupied their country for seven centuries, but then they forced the Jews out, with many fleeing to Holland. So he goes on and gives a lot more detail, but this is one guy where, man, he's done his studies. He says, Pilgrim Governor William Bradford described the autumn of 1621, and besides waterfowl, there was great store of wild turkeys, of which they took many, besides venison, etc. Besides, they had about a peck of meal a week to a person, or now since harvest, Indian corn to that proportion. Talks about Ben Franklin and what he wrote, and, you know, so he gives you a lot of good details about history, and history is very important for us to really know, and I'm talking about the real, true history. So many of us, we just haven't been given that, Sam, and so we've
amen to that.
Hunt in the right place.
It's just tremendous stuff, but while we're all praising God and thanking God for our blessings and thanking one another for our families, and there's a headline, students rip Thanksgiving as celebration of genocide. Kurt, you want to finish on this? I mean, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, just University of Oregon student groups holding an event, thanks but no Thanksgiving. Decolonizing an American holiday. It's just sad to see that, but that's what so many of them are focused on these days.
Well, I hope we can let them know that we want to make America grateful again, and I hope they'll help us, and I hope that any negative areas in American history that we've engaged in, I hope we can remember them and never repeat them, Kurt. How's that for a focus?
Good point.
All right, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Thanks for being alongside for the ride for Black Friday. We are live. This nation shall endure.